Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narratries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Switch on your brain. Every day, 365 readings for peak happiness, thinking, and health is a Christian devotional and personal development book by Dr. Caroline Leaf, a communication pathologist and audiologist known for writing about thought patterns, neuroplasticity, and mind management, published as a daily companion to her broader Switch on Your Brain work. The book organizes its message into 35 short readings, intended for regular reflection rather than continuous argument. Its central purpose is to help readers examine the connection between thoughts, emotions, spiritual formation, and physical well-being. Leaf presents toxic thinking as a serious influence on health and encourages readers to identify, challenge, and replace destructive mental patterns through intentional practice. The book combines accessible neuroscience language, biblical reflection, and practical prompts, making it part devotional, part habit guide, and part wellness text. Its appeal lies in giving readers a structured daily framework for applying thought management principles in ordinary life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the 30-65 reading structure turns thought management into a daily practice. The book is built around daily readings rather than long chapters, which is central to how it works. Leaf is not only presenting ideas about thought life, she's trying to create repeated exposure to those ideas so that readers can practice them in small, manageable units. This format fits her larger emphasis on mental habit formation, because the act of returning to a theme each day reinforces attention, reflection, and deliberate choice. A daily devotional structure also changes the reader's role. Instead of passively absorbing a theory, the reader is invited to check current thoughts, reactions, and emotional patterns against a brief spiritual and practical prompt. The format is especially suited to people who find comprehensive self-help systems difficult to sustain. Its limitation is that it does not develop a single argument in the way a conventional psychology or neuroscience book might. Its value is cumulative, relying on repetition, consistency, and reflection rather than extensive explanation. Secondly, toxic thoughts are presented as influences on both emotional and physical health. A major theme of the book is that patterns of thought are not private abstractions, but forces that affect the whole person. Leaf presents fear, anxiety, resentment, and other toxic forms of thinking as capable of shaping emotional states, stress responses, and bodily functioning. The book's publisher description connects this idea to claims about illness and hormonal reactions, especially the way fear can trigger extensive physical and chemical responses. The practical implication is that readers should treat unmanaged thinking as a health issue rather than a harmless inner habit. This does not mean the book functions as medical advice or replaces professional care. Its focus is on everyday mental awareness and spiritual discipline. The reasoning behind the theme is that thoughts influence choices, reactions, relationships, and stress load, all of which can affect well-being. By framing thought patterns as embodied, Leaf encourages readers to take mental habits seriously and to see emotional regulation as part of holistic health. Thirdly, neuroplasticity supports the book's claim that thinking patterns can change. Leaf repeatedly grounds her approach in the idea of neuroplasticity. The brain's capacity to change in response to experience, attention, and repeated practice. In the book's framework, readers are not permanently trapped by earlier thought patterns, self-limiting beliefs, or automatic reactions. The possibility of change is important because the book asks readers to do more than feel encouraged. It asks them to participate in reshaping mental habits through conscious awareness and repeated choice. This theme is often expressed through the practice of noticing thoughts, evaluating them, and replacing destructive patterns with healthier ones. The point is not simply positive thinking in a shallow sense. The stronger claim is that intentional mental discipline can, over time, influence behavior and emotional response. Because the book is devotional, it joins this psychological principle to spiritual responsibility, presenting change as both a mental process and a faith-informed practice. Its treatment is accessible rather than technical, emphasizing application over scientific detail. Fourthly, biblical reflection is integrated with practical mind management. The book's distinctive identity comes from its blending of Christian devotional practice with thought management principles. Leaf frequently connects mental discipline to biblical themes such as taking responsibility for thoughts, choosing life-giving patterns, renewing the mind, and aligning inner life with spiritual truth. This integration gives the book a different emphasis from secular wellness books that may discuss mindfulness, cognitive habits, or stress reduction without reference to faith. For Christian readers, the result is a framework in which mental health practices are not separated from prayer, scripture, and spiritual formation. The book treats thought detoxing as part of discipleship, not merely a productivity or happiness strategy. This approach can make the material more meaningful for readers who want their self-examination to be anchored in faith, At the same time, it narrows the book's audience. Readers who do not share its theological assumptions may still find practical ideas useful, but the devotional tone and biblical framing are fundamental rather than decorative. Lastly, the book favors accessible application over detailed scientific argument. Switch on your brain. Every Day is designed for regular use, not for academic study. Its strength is that it simplifies thought management into brief, repeatable reflections that can be used by readers with little background in psychology or neuroscience. Leaf's style makes complex ideas such as brain change, stress response, and mental habit formation approachable through devotional language and everyday application. This accessibility is also the book's main trade-off. Readers looking for a rigorous review of neuroscience, detailed citations, or careful debate about the limits of mind-body claims may find the format insufficient. The book assumes the practical value of Leaf's larger framework more than it argues every point from the ground up. As a result, it works best as a companion for reflection and behavior change rather than as a standalone scientific explanation. Its usefulness depends on reading it in the category it occupies of faith-based daily guide that applies mind management concepts to ordinary decisions, emotions, and reactions. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a structured Christian resource for examining thoughts, emotions, and daily reactions. It will especially appeal to people who already value devotional reading, but want material that engages mental health, stress, and habit change more directly than a traditional prayer book. Its practical benefit is consistency. The 365 entry format gives readers a simple way to revisit the same core discipline every day, making thought awareness feel like a routine rather than an occasional insight. Intellectually, the book introduces readers to the language of neuroplasticity and mind-body connection, though in an accessible and faith-oriented way rather than as a technical scientific text. Compared with similar devotional or self-help books, it stands out because it explicitly combines biblical reflection with the idea that thought patterns can influence emotional and physical well-being. It is less suited to readers seeking a secular mindfulness manual, a clinical mental health guide, or a detailed neuroscience argument. Its strongest contribution is its hybrid form. It turns Leaf's thought detox message into a daily spiritual practice, making the book practical for sustained reflection and distinctive within Christian wellness writing. If you would like to support Dr. Caroline Leaf, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.